The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 16th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. We finally have confirmation. Yeah, we've been speculating about this for quite some time, and we've heard little rumors here and there. But Scott Belsky, yeah, that's Adobe's chief product officer, he has confirmed they are bringing Photoshop to the iPad. Jeez, that took forever. Problem is, though, it's going to take a little bit longer. Yes, announced yesterday at the Adobe Max conference, they are indeed bringing Photoshop to the iPad next year. Now, from what we can tell, the app will rely on a new file format called Cloud PSD. Apparently, we'll track your edits, everything that you're doing, and then sync everything to the cloud, of course. Now, even though we got that little teaser for next year, Adobe actually did announce a product yesterday. The launch of Premiere Rush CC, basically aiming video editing at YouTubers. It's really actually their answer to iMovie on steroids. Now, it's not just for YouTubers, even though that's the main focus. It's also optimized for every social platform, including Snapchat. That is, if you're still there, they've lost a lot of users recently, if you've heard. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, Vimeo. Another thing nice to see, it's available on pretty much every platform. That is, except Linux. You can grab it today on desktop and iOS. Android, however, though, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, probably around the same time as Photoshop. It's coming in 2019. So you're sitting at your desktop right now thinking, I don't have enough screen real estate. Well, Dell's here to cover you. Get ready for 49 inches of ultra-wide, oh my goodness gracious, landscape. Not only that, it's going to have QHD resolution too. Yes, this ultra-wide display will have a 32 by 9 screen ratio and have 1080p vertical resolution. Now, the QHD monitor actually has a resolution of 5120 by 1440. Yep, that's a lot of pixels. And they're saying 100% sRGB support for accurate colors. Not just with like a lot of monitors nowadays, of course there's HDMI. You also get a DisplayPort and USB-C support. But what's cool on top of this, you get KVM. That's right, keyboard, video, and mouse functionality. Sound nice and enticing? Yes, well, get your wallet out. It's going to run you about $1,700. Yeah, ain't cheap. But if the price hasn't scared you off, it's coming out October 26. Oh, Microsoft. They had this problem once before, you know, Google Apps, the fake ones, they're getting into the Microsoft Store. Well, it's happening again. And it says it's actually been directly published by Google LCC. However, though, if you look at the fine print, there's actually a disclaimer in the description saying, this app lets you experience publicly available website content as an app. Trademark and copyrighted content belong to their owners. Yeah, this doesn't sound like a Google Photos app. Here's the other surprise that's on top of it. People that have actually downloaded this app now are getting that it's trying to install malware. Yes, this app appears to have come bundled with their own ad-clicking service, which apparently loads ads in the background and then clicks on them, and apparently is designed to defraud ad companies. Oh, man. Now, we all know how Microsoft Store is designed. It's kind of virtually impossible to check who the actual developer is. You know, Microsoft did pull that update, you know, for Windows 10. Maybe they also need to take a look at their App Store, too. Yeah, I think it needs an overhaul also. And finally, oh, we all remember Palm. Yeah, they were brought out by HP. They crashed and burned. We never seen them since. But we always have the fond memories of the Palm Pilot and, of course, WebOS. Well, now we can start making new memories. Yes, remember TCL Palm? Yeah, that's what it is now. Well, Palm is back. And boy, are they living up to their name now. Yes, Palm, it's an actual new company with new co-founders. Also has a new logo, so it doesn't look anything like the original Palm, but it's still Palm. So what could this new Palm company be enticing us with? Well, it's a new Palm phone. Literally for the size of your palm. Yes, get ready for the Palm, I guess. This thing is friggin' small. It's a 3.3-inch display in your hand, so you can already realize just how small this thing is. It's actually just 96.6 millimeters tall and 50.6 millimeters wide. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you the resolution for that 3.3-inch. It's 1280 by 720. I know, it's better than I thought it would be, too. The Palm, again, not an official name, but why the hell not? It's powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 435 processor. It amazingly has 3 gigabytes of RAM. RAM, and 32 gigabytes of storage. Plus, on top of that, it has water resistance, USB-C, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, and LTE. Yeah, I know, we kind of started this Palm story off a little bit like, what the hell's going on, to like, well, all right, this is sort of interesting. Now we'll get on to the price. $349. Yeah, I wish it was a little cheaper, but at the same time, with the specs, I guess it's not too bad. Apparently, the thing's going to be out in November, and will be launching first in the U.S., exclusive to Verizon. And if you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is where our podcasts, our blog, and review section, they all live over there. Go check it out today. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us reviews over there if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, particularly here for the news show. If you're loving the news show day in and day out, a review really helps our rankings over there at iTunes and helps bring the news show to even more people. And of course, those of you that have left reviews so far, thank you very, very much. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and of course our BTN community with our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Do it right now. Come join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. We got Monday over with. It's going to be a smooth ride now. At least we hope. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.